Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started a new chapter yesterday, the chapter on emphasizing the obligation of zakat and clarification of its virtue and related matters. So this chapter got to do with the emphasis as far as zakat is concerned, zakat being obligatory, being necessary. And also together with that clarification, in other words, an explanation of its virtue and related matters as far as zakat is concerned, a very, very important part of our deen. So today's two ahadith we will do will show us what a central position zakat plays in our deen. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Bunya al-Islam ala khamsin. شهادتي أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Islam is based on five pillars. Now we are explaining the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. First we translate, then we'll explain the five pillars. Islam is based on five pillars. Testifying that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Establishing salah, number two. Giving zakat, number three. This is the part that ties up with this chapter. So number three is giving zakat. Performing hajj, that is to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is going to Kaaba Sharif at the time of hajj. So this is number four, and fasting in the month of Ramadan, which is five. So ulama explained that this five pillars can be akin or likened to five pillars that are holding up the pillars of a castle. In fact, Hafiz Ibn Rajab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, he gave this example. He says the five pillars of Islam are similar to the pillars of a castle or a big palace. Islam is like a big palace, a big castle. And those people that are in engineering, they'll know that when you're putting up pillars, then what you do is you even out the load. So each pillar that is there for a reason. Pillars are not just put there for aesthetics. The pillars are there to hold up this castle, hold up this palace. And each one is holding up, taking a load of that palace. So therefore, each pillar that is there is very, very important. We can't say that this pillar we don't need or that pillar we don't need. Because all of that is taking hold of the weight of the structure. And then he goes on to say, if all are standing firm and strong, the weight of the entire palace will be distributed equally between them. However, if any pillar collapses, every one of the remaining pillars will have to support an additional weight, which will finally result in the weakening of all the pillars and eventually the weakening of the entire structure. Since the connection between the pillars of Islam is much greater, if any pillar of Islam is neglected or omitted, the others would necessarily begin to weaken, with the result that the structure of Islam would collapse and no sign of Islam will remain in a person. If you look at this building, this palace, what happens if one pillar is removed? Now that entire weight has to go on to the other four pillars, and now it's putting stress on the other pillars. Eventually the other pillars will also give in. And what will happen? The whole structure will come down. So therefore a Muslim, if he just decides that he's going to leave out one pillar, whether it's zakat, whether it's salat, whether it's hajj, he just decides, eventually what will happen? His whole deen will crumble. So it's not a small thing that a person just leaves out one pillar of Islam. So therefore when we hear this hadith also, that Islam is based on five pillars, we must think of it like that, that every single pillar is important. I can't just neglect and ignore a pillar of Islam. We'll do another hadith which is quite easy to understand, so we won't need much explanation. We'll just do the Arabic and a translation. An Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu qal, jaa rajulun ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam min ahli najdin thairul ra'si nasma'u dawiyya sawtihi wala nafqahu ma yaqul hatta dana min rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فإذا هو يسأل عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خمس صلوات في اليوم والليلة قال هل علي غيرهن قال لا إلا أن تطوع فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصيام شهر رمضان قال هل علي غيره قال لا إلا أن تطوع قال وذكر له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الزكاة فقال هل علي غيرها قال لا إلا أن تطوع فأدبر الرجل وهو يقول والله لا أزيد على هذا ولا أنقص منه فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلح إن صدق متفق عليه. Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu narrates that a man from Najd came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His hair was disheveled. We could hear his voice due to its intensity, but we could not understand what he was saying. So there was a man that came from Najd. His hair was disheveled. When a man's hair is disheveled, generally he's a man out of town, person that has been traveling, has come. But now this man, what caught our eyes, or caught our ears, and our eyes, as we looked at him, we could see that he was coming and he was murmuring something. He was saying some words. So this is what the narrator, Hazrat Talha ibn Ubaidillah, is saying, is that we could hear his voice, that when a person is murmuring, he's saying something, but you can't hear it, like a person is reading something, or repeating some words. You can hear that he's saying something, but you don't know exactly what he's saying. So this is what he's describing. And we could hear his voice due to its intensity, but we could not understand what he was saying until he came close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asking about Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is to perform 5 salah daily. He asked, do I have to perform any more than these? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, unless you want to perform optional salah. In other words, if you want to perform nafil salah, then you can do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and to fast in the month of Ramadan. He asked, do I have to keep any more than these? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, unless you want to observe optional fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned zakat to him. He asked, do I have to give any other charity? He replied, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, unless you want to give optional charity. The man then turned around to leave, saying, by Allah, this man, he turned around and he said, by Allah, I will not do more, nor will I do less than this. In other words, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, I'll do exactly that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he is true to his word, he will be successful. Ulama explained this, wallahi la uzidu ala hadha wala anqus, that I won't increase upon this, or I won't decrease upon this, could mean one of two things. In other words, exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, I'll do, or it's like an expression, that I won't increase, I won't decrease, doesn't mean that this person won't do any type of nafil namaz or anything nafil after that. What it means is, like how a person, when he goes to buy something, and he tells him that do something a little bit more or less, he'll use those words, more or less. So sometimes this expression of more or less doesn't mean that the person is not going to do more. What it means is, based on the context, that whatever I was told to do, I'm going to do that, I'm not going to hold fast onto this. Anyway, this hadith teaches us something that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought, that this person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his first question was, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him all these things, as far as salat is concerned, as far as fasting in the month of Ramadan is concerned, as far as zakat is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned with regards to fasting in the month of Ramadan, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned as far as zakat is concerned. And then this person said he won't increase or he won't decrease. So anyway, the reason Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith here to show us how important zakat is. Not something to overlook, something to leave. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was speaking about Islam, then he mentioned it together with these three very, very important, or he went together in all three are very, very important. Salat is important, fasting is important, zakat is important. So when it mentioned together like this, it shows us how important this aspect of zakat is. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Sometimes zakat is just overlooked by people, that I'll pay it later, we'll pay it sometime when the cash flow is good, when we get more money we'll pay it. But the same person sometimes is gone for umrah, he's gone for nafil hajj, he's gone, December comes, the person is gone for holiday, but the zakat is not yet paid. Therefore, this is something we have to do urgently, immediately. Let us not wait for a person to go into sakarat, person goes into hospital. Now we realize that there's so much of zakat that is unpaid. Now we're creating undue stress on our heirs and those people that come after us, although it is not necessary for them to pay it, but they would like to do something for this person. But why did we create a situation like that? It's because we were neglectful whilst we are alive. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq. We should make it such, I know of people, that they take out in advance, before the date of zakat comes, every month they're taking out in advance, zakat, zakat, zakat. So when the zakat date comes, they just got a small amount to pay. So they pay it almost like how a person pays provisional tax. They give it in advance. So when the zakat actually comes, the date comes, they calculate how much zakat I need to give for the year. Most of the zakat is already discharged, or sometimes all the zakat is discharged. How nice that will be when a person's already discharged all his zakat. Rather, they come to a certain point, he realize, hey, I need so much of cash, I don't have the money on hand, and now he's delaying on something that is so important in Islam. So therefore, we shouldn't delay as far as our zakat is concerned. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.